you searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go.
The show,
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 this the way to go.
The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
Our verse here in Acts 13 and 27 is taken from a message from the Apostle Paul. I want you to notice he is speaking about people during his day or during the day of Jesus that dwelt in Jerusalem, first of all, that did not know him. They did not know him. They did not have an intimate relationship with the Lord. As a young person, young adult, it's important for us to know Jesus. And you need to know him for yourself. Got to have a personal relationship with Jesus. And it starts, first of all, by repenting and accepting him as Lord and Savior and allowing or asking him to fill you with his spirit. Why do we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit? So he can guide us into all truth. And so once he becomes Lord of your life, you need to make sure you get to know him on a daily basis. I know the Lord based upon his written word as well as his revealed word. And it's important to know the Lord because God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And that's Hosea 4 and 6. I need to make sure I know Jesus according to the scripture. Because a lot of people will tell you different things about God. But we, again, as Minister George said earlier, we need to make sure we know about the things of God concerning or making sure that they line up with the word of God. How many are understanding thus far? By a show of hands. Now, he not only said that they did not know Jesus or him, but he also talked about how they did not know the voice of the prophets. They did not know the voice of the prophets. Now, before I tell you biblically what a prophet is, one thing that a prophet does is prophesy or preach, right? And let's go ahead and get this on the table. God can use anybody he chooses to prophesy or preach. He can use a young person to prophesy. When his spirit get a hold to a person, God can use a person to speak his will or his word. Do y'all believe that? Yeah. When you get the Holy Ghost, or when you see people in scripture that receive the Holy Ghost, you know, one of the signs that a person received the Holy Ghost is sometimes they would begin to prophesy. Yeah, the Holy Ghost would just start giving them things to say in scripture. When the praise team gets up to lead us in praise and worship, God's spirit can get a hold to them and they can be used of God to speak to us God's will. When the minister gets up to lead prayer, receive an offering, the Holy Spirit can use them to prophesy to us or speak to us concerning the will of God. How many are following me? So God can use anybody to prophesy. Use me, Lord. Am I right? But when it comes to a prophet, there is what the Bible says, the gift or the office of a prophet. It's when a person is, specifically a man, is chosen by God to be a prophet. Are y'all with me? Okay. God will choose a man to be his prophet. God did it in scripture. He chose young people specifically to operate as a prophet. Samuel, he chose him as a boy, right? Jeremiah, he chose him as what historians say was a teenager, around 17 years old. God chose him to be a prophet. Daniel, God chose him to be a prophet. So I'm showing you God can choose young people and say, hey, I'm going to use you as a prophet. Now, a female, if he chooses a female, we wouldn't call a female a prophet. We would call them a prophetess. But how many are understanding? God can use anybody to prophesy, but the office of a prophet, a person can't go to school for that. You have to be chosen by God. Are y'all with me? Y'all, I need to make sure. Are y'all with me? All right. So let's look at what a prophet is, because you need to be familiar with different offices in the church as a young person, okay? First thing I want you to understand, a prophet is a servant. First and foremost, say that with me, say a prophet is a servant. That's right. A true prophet of God is a servant. Whatever the Lord tells them to say, they're going to say. Whether it's something that'll make a person feel good or whether it steps on a person's toes, if they are a true servant, they're going to speak what God tells them to speak. The Bible says it like this: whatever words God put in their mouth, they're going to speak. So a prophet is a servant. But look at this. One of the meanings of the word prophet is a revealer of hidden things. God's prophet, young people, is going to reveal hidden things to God's people. God's prophet is going to reveal things that you can't find on CNN, Fox, Twitter. God's prophet reveals what type of things? Hidden things, the secrets of God. And when God's prophet reveals the secrets of God, these things have to do with the seasons of God. God's prophet would tell us, look, we're in a season of better. We're in a season of bigger. We're in a season of good. Y'all with me? We're in a season of happy. Now, the world may say we in pandemic season. The world may say we in recession. The world may say, look, we in inflation. But God's prophet is going to speak the seasons of God. Yeah, that's what the world is saying. But God is saying, we in bigger. We in better. We in miracles. We in increase. Are y'all with me? God's prophet reveals the seasons of God. Secondly, God's prophet reveals the mind and will of God for the near future, the present, and the distant future. God's prophet will tell us things in part about our life. Hey, if you do this, God is going to do this. Hey, if you don't do this, this is what's going to happen. He'll reveal the will of God, the mind of God. When God's prophet gets up and delivers a word, you can tell if God is unhappy with something. You can tell if God is pleased with something based upon what the prophet is speaking. How many are understanding by a show of hands? Yeah. So remember, a prophet reveals hidden things. Things that you can't see with your natural eyes. You may be feeling sick, but the prophet could reveal, look, God is pouring out healing. Letting us know things that we can't sense. He reveals hidden things. And finally, always remember this, a true prophet of God is a gift to the church. A true prophet of God, young people, is a gift to the church. It's someone that God has sent to benefit your life, to make your life more productive, to make your life better. Always remember, God's gifts are for our benefit. And a prophet, according to the book of Ephesians, I believe it's the 4th chapter, is a gift to the church. And God gave prophets to the church in scripture. And because he does not change, God gives prophets to his people in our day and time. How many at least got one thing about a prophet based upon what I've said thus far? At least one thing. That's it. A prophet is a servant, a revealer of hidden things. He tells us the mind of God for the near future, present, and the distant future. And finally, a prophet is my gift. All right, let me back it up with a scripture. Let's go to Amos. Amos chapter number 3. Let's back it up with a scripture. Look at what Amos said in Amos 3 and verse 7. Surely the Lord God does, help me, nothing unless he reveals his what? Secret to his servants, the prophets. God ain't gonna do nothing until he reveal hidden things. I'm gonna tell my prophet what I'm gonna do. Now, they're gonna hear some other reports, but I'm gonna tell them what I'm gonna do. How many see prophets are very important? Very, very, very important. Now, the primary prophet in God's house is the pastor. We call the pastor or the shepherd the house prophet. The primary prophet in God's house, fill in the blank, is the pastor, the shepherd. Right? The house prophet. As the Lord speaks through the prophet, God's people should be submissive and heed the voice of the prophet. The primary one that God is going to use to prophesy in God's house is the pastor. Every week, he's going to give us a word. Every week. Now, the Holy Spirit can fall on the praise team and use them. And while they're singing, God really encouraging us to look, just trust God. And how many know we should receive that? Yeah. But the primary one that we need to receive is whatever comes from the pastor, the house shepherd, the house prophet. Am I right about it? Yeah. The Bible, I'm not going to go there, but the Bible even talks about how the spirits of prophets in a house are subject to the prophet. That means everyone in God's house should be subject to the shepherd. As long as the shepherd is imitating Christ, then the congregation should imitate the shepherd. Yeah. And whatever we speak, it needs to line up with what's been coming from the shepherd or the house prophet. Boy, y'all getting it. Y'all getting it, right? When we talk about a voice, remember, we're talking about guidance and teaching. So when we're talking about the prophet's voice, remember, the pastor is going to hear from God and guide us. The pastor is going to hear from God and teach us about the things of God. And as the house prophet teaches, we just submit and just say, all right, pastor teaching us to do this right here. He's showing us in the Bible. Then we act accordingly. How many are understanding? We just fall in line, right? All right. Now, this is what's messed up. And I gotta deal with this. So many people, including young folk, choose to follow and trust in other voices for guidance. Now, I've taken my time to show you how God desired his people to follow and imitate the pastor, right? But sadly, sometimes many of God's people, they would rather follow the voice of somebody else or something else. And we see it going on in scripture, but we also see it going on in our day and time. We need to allow God's will to be done in our life. And we don't give heed to any other voices that God does not want us to give heed to. Am I right about it? Look at this right here. Look at my notes. Seeking counsel from other men that are not tied to God. Some people seek counsel from the dead, psychics, zodiac signs or astrology, numbers, tarot cards, even certain drugs. These type things, young folks, are demonic, idolatrous, and considered witchcraft. Now look, you can get some guidance from these sources. An astrologer would tell you if you are Leo, this is what you need to expect. If you are Taurus or Pisces, this is what your week is going to be like. And if you give heed to that voice, you in idolatry, you done gave place to the devil. Because that's demonic and that's witchcraft. So even though it's being offered, no, I don't follow them voices. Oh, no. Look at somebody say, you don't follow them voices. Did you not understand that when a person is getting high, they are opening up their subconscious, their spirit, their soul. They're opening that up for demons to guide them, influence them. Why do you think so many artists tell you, man, I can't make no music unless I'm high? I got to smoke something. I got to open myself up. You hear artists talking about, man, I don't know where that came from. We got high. We got drunk. Next thing I know, I had a beat. I had some lyrics. Allowing demons to guide them. And one thing that I see that's so popular now, and I got some headlines I want to show you, and I'm going to put on the wall a little bit later, is how the enemy is using social media to try to get young people to follow demon spirits. No. We should be the type of people that say, no, I'm going to heed God's prophet. I'm not going to heed these other voices. I'm going to heed God's prophet. Let's go to the book of Leviticus. Y'all mighty quiet. Y'all learning? All right, let's go to Leviticus. Toward the front of the Bible. Leviticus 19. And let me drop this verse on you. Because back when I was y'all age, you know, we didn't really have to come as hard concerning some of these other demonic influences that are before y'all today, but you got to deal with it now. Look at Leviticus 19:31. Y'all still with me? Y'all hold on. Give no regard to mediums and familiar spirits. Do not seek after them. Look at this. To be defiled by them, I am the Lord your God. When you on social media and you see people having these readings, keep scrolling. Don't tap into that. Don't play with that. Let me see your palm and let me read. Oh, you're so, no, I don't play like that. That's giving space to devils. They make cartoons and shows now about witchcraft. They're so cunning, they're making witches seem like they're your friend. I'm a good witch. A good witch. In the scripture, the witch of Endor was evil. And Saul sought advice, guidance from a witch to talk to somebody that was dead. Yeah, talk to somebody that was dead. That's in the Bible. Look at somebody and say, don't do that. And I used to think, man, this stuff for only white kids. No, black kids are getting into witchcraft. And I'm going to show it to you in a few minutes. Y'all still with me? So let's look at some truths about a prophet's voice that are so important. Man, if you can get this right now. Chase. Truths about a prophet's voice. We're going to look at just a few. I'm going to take my time and teach each point, and then we're going to be done for the morning. Okay? Let's start in Luke. Luke 16. Luke 16. All right, now. Some of y'all not turning. Scrolling, I need you to make sure you're reading when I get to it from the walled in. Luke 16. And notice, if you will, verse 29. Luke 16, 29. All right. Notice what Jesus said. Abraham said to him, they have Moses and the what? And the prophets. Let them hear them. First truth I want you to understand as a young person, young adult, when it comes to the voice of God's prophet, we must hear them. It's a necessity that you hear God's prophet. It's mandatory. It's important. It's essential that you and I hear God's prophet. You don't let anyone take the position of God's prophet. Jesus told us in this verse, hear God's prophets. First of all, to hear means to desire. You got to have a desire to want to hear from God's prophets. Man, I got to be at God's house to hear what God got for me. Man, I'm going through some things, but I can't let that stop me from hearing from God's prophet. It's a lot of things being said in the world, but Lord, your voice is priority to me. Your guidance is priority to me. I got to desire. You got to have a desire. The same way you desire to watch your favorite YouTuber, the same way you desire to hear from different friends throughout the week, the same way you desire to go to practice throughout the week, playing a game throughout the week, your desire to hear from God's prophets needs to be greater than that. Secondly, to hear not only means to desire, young people, but it means to listen intelligently and obey. Don't try to debate. Get your own beliefs and opinions out the way and just listen swiftly, closely to what God is saying. And then once you get it, put it into action. Why is this so important? Because Paul revealed, young people, in the last days, folks wouldn't want to hear God's prophets. It's not going to be a desire to hear from God's prophets. Folks would rather hear from celebrities. Folks would rather hear from rappers. Folks would rather hear from other sources in the last day. Why? They got itching ears. They want to hear certain things. But a true faith walker, a true young person that love God, they're going to desire to hear from God's word. They want to hear from God's prophet. And they're going to listen to what's being said, and then they're going to obey it, even when they have to make adjustments in their own life. How many know when that word come forth, it's going to challenge us? We're not going to always be where we need to be, but we the one that got to make the adjustments. Got to make those adjustments. Lord, you got to help me to do what I'm being taught. As a young husband, it's your responsibility to set the tone for your household. You got to let your wife and your children know hearing from God is important. It's important. And everything we get taught, we may not like it, but if it's Bible, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. That's how you have to be. You don't allow anything else to have precedence in your home as a Christian man. No, we're gonna heed what God is saying. When you get off, even if you're not engaged or married, and you on your own, that should be your desire. I'm single, but I'm gonna make sure that what I'm being taught is first in my life. Jesus said it like this: seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God's righteousness is revealed from his prophet. How God wants us to think, talk, and act is going to come from his prophet. And again, sometimes we got to make adjustments. Sometimes we don't think, talk, or act the way we should. And so we don't need to reject what God's prophet is saying. We need to receive it. Look at somebody and say, don't reject it. Just receive it. That's right. Receive it. He said, hear them. Hear them. See, what was going on in the text is that two people had died. One went to heaven or Abraham's bosom, and the other person went to hell. And so the man that went to hell was in the flame being tormented. And he told the Lord, he said, look, Lord, can I just leave hell and go back and tell my family members not to come to this place? It's so much torment and heat here. I got to tell them not to come to hell. But this is what Jesus said in our verse in Luke 16:29. He said, look, no, they got Moses and they got the prophets. They need to take heed to what the prophets are saying. Then he bust them up and said, look, if they ain't going to hear them, how in the world are they going to hear somebody that say they came back from the dead? No, they ain't going to hear that. Just let them take heed to the prophets. So young people, you have a choice. You got a choice. You can take heed to what God has given us, receive it, or you can reject it. It's your choice. Whose report, the Bible says, are you going to believe? Paul revealed, not everybody believed. Are you going to be one of them type young folk that sit in church for 18 years, and then when you get 18, 19, well, I ain't going to church no more? No, don't be like that. Don't be like that. Make up in your mind, you're going to be the type of young person, no matter what go down, I'm just going to heed God's voice. Lord, I may miss the mark sometime. I may mess up from time to time, but that's what righteous folk do. But we get right back up and we keep moving forward. Am I right about it? I'm going to heed God's voice. I don't care what. I'm going to heed God's voice. That's what Peter and some of the other disciples told Jesus. Jesus had preached a hard word one day. He was their prophet. And everybody had left. Save the disciples. Jesus turned around and looked at his disciples. He said, y'all going to leave too? Peter, with his big mouth, he said, you know what? Where we going to go? You the one that have the words of eternal life. He said, I ain't going nowhere. nowhere. But when you look at Peter's life, he was up and down, until he got that Holy Ghost. Woo! How many know the Holy Ghost will give you power? The Holy Ghost will give you power to be a witness, to live right. The Holy Spirit will change your life. And after he got the Holy Spirit, man, Peter began to hold on even the more to what the Lord had taught him. But what I want you to see in this verse, young people, we got to hear God's prophet. We got to make sure we desire it, we listen, and we obey. Y'all got it? All right, let's go to Matthew. Again, we're looking at truths about the prophet's voice. Let's go to Matthew 7. Man, I'm telling you, Minister George, the Lord used him. He it's just so many voices nowadays. So we have to make sure we adhere to the proper voices, right? All right. Matthew 7, 15. Jesus said, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. Young people, beware of what? Beware of who? False prophets. Beware. Be cautious of. Be cautious of. And when you hear a false prophet, don't you obey him. Don't you do what a fake prophet tell you to do. A jackleg. Listen, somebody you don't know. See, in the Old Testament, there was this widow woman. She had a prophet in her day that she approached. And listen to what the scripture said. She said, I know you to be a holy man of God. She knew that prophet. She knew her prophet. And in our day and time, you and I, we must know those who we labor among. You got to know folk before you just do what they tell you to do. You don't follow nobody, young people. I don't care what kind of title they have, how many followers they have, how much they shining, how much money they say they have, or what have you. I don't care if they look you in your eye. The Lord told me to tell you. No, I need to know you. I'm just not going to receive any word from everybody. Beware of false prophets. Pseudo. Look good on the outside, but inwardly want to mess us up. False prophets. False prophet don't always have a tie on, young folk. A suit on. You just have to be cautious. As I was saying earlier, one way that the enemy really gets to young people in our day and time is through social media. I mean, you have to be wise when it comes to social media. Because folk on social media can make things sound and look so good, be so captivating. And if you're not careful, you can be giving heed to someone that you should be ignoring. How many use social media? By show of hands. See, that's about 99% of us in here. Yeah, all of us do. If not, majority of us do, if not all of us. Beware. Don't be entertained by that stuff. Don't even consider it entertainment. Just keep it moving. Keep it moving. Did you not know one of the most growing movements in our country is witchcraft on social media? Here are the headlines right here. One of the most popular things that's growing amongst young people is witchcraft. And when I was reading this, I was like, well, these got to be white kids because, you know, black folk, this black folk too. Black kids too. Yeah, in the witchcraft over the internet, especially during the pandemic, when folk had a whole bunch of time. The pandemic, according to reports, is when witchcraft on social media grew to all-time heights. People setting up their phones trying to tell folk about their future. And begging for money. A new fascination with astrology and the occult bubbles up on TikTok. Fascination with astrology. They can just set their phone up and have a live and just start prophesying lies to people. We're in the middle of a witch moment. Witchcraft is on the rise in the U.S. through social media. Don't give heed to it, young folk. Don't fall into it, whether it's through social media or movies. I don't think I've seen so many movies that have to do with witchcraft. Me and my wife, we just sometimes, when I had Netflix, paid that subscription, but when I had it, I was like, man, look at all these cartoons and movies about having powers and tapping in to stuff and talking to demons and strange things and this, that, and the third. How many know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you can't allow that stuff to entertain you. This stuff is serious. And it can sound so appealing. There was this one young lady. Look at this. When you look in the book of Acts, there was a young girl who had the gift of telling people about their future. But the Bible says she made much gain for her master. See, anybody can, God can give folk a gift. You just got to decide, are you going to use this gift to God's glory or are you going to allow the devil to use you? Man, she was making a lot of money for her masters. And then Paul bumped into her and cast that devil up out of her. But this is what I want you to see. You got to understand, a lot of celebrities and so forth, they done tapped in to some stuff that's making them a lot of money. And they don't care about you. They don't care about me as long as you hit that super chat, long as you hit that cash out and give them some money. They gonna tell you some things, but not telling you that you're giving place to the devil. You don't play with that stuff. Quit telling folk I'm a Taurus. Don't claim that. You don't claim stuff like that. I thought you was a Christian. You can't serve two masters. Neither you gonna worship the stars or you gonna worship Jesus. Which one is it? Well, you know, that's how Leos act. What do you mean that's how Leos act? We supposed to act, think, and talk according to the Bible. No, we got to be holy. Am I right about it? Lord have mercy. Y'all mighty quiet. Look at this first headline I got up here. I had to put my glasses on to see it. How black women entrepreneurs are finding their niche in spirituality-inspired businesses. I feel your energy. For $30, I can tell you you're such and such and such and such. Black women. This is my spiritual advisor. Well, what spirit are you advising me? And getting me to tap in too. I'm telling y'all, back in the day, we had fortune cookies. We got happy about that. And we had the newspaper with zodiac signs. But now, man, y'all got access to a lot more stuff. And when you see it, beware of false prophets. Y'all with me? All right, let's go to Luke. Luke 24. Luke 24. Lord have mercy. Now, this one right here is going to come and probably hit all of us. Luke 24 and 25. Luke 24 and 25. And look what Jesus said again. Then he said to them, O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. So you had folk back in Jesus' day, they would listen to the word, but they were slow of heart to believe all of what was spoken. Well, you got that in our day and time. You got folk that will believe the CDC director quicker than they will believe God's prophets. I saw a clip this week where you had all these folk, God just showed the lie up. So for the last 2 years, Biden been pushing this vaccine every which way he can. And there was this clip from a press conference that he had that said, look, folks, if you get these vaccines, you will not contract the virus. He said it out of his mouth. And this week, he got it. And he done had all four shots and all the boosters. Just a lie. Just lying. Just lying to folk. Woo, look how y'all looking at me. But you got folk, they'll believe a professional over God's prophet. Do we need professionals, young people? I said, do we need professionals? Yeah. It's good to have someone who is highly skilled in a certain area. But when it comes to a professional and God's prophet, who should we believe? I said, who should we believe? God's prophet. That's right. In the book of Acts, Paul is an apostle, right? God gave him prophetic words for people. And so one day, Paul was getting ready to get on the ship, and he was getting ready to go do the work of the Lord. Y'all with me? And so the Lord told Paul, look, y'all don't need to go. Y'all don't need to go on this ship. A storm is coming. So Paul got up and prophesied and told the folk on the ship, we don't need to go. But you know who they listened to instead of Paul? The professional or the helmsman, the person who ran the ship. They said, the professional said, we're going to be straight. So they got on the ship, listened to the professional, and launched out. Sure enough, guess what came? The storm. Towed the ship up. God had to use Paul. Look, it ain't going to be the death. But he did tell them, y'all should have listened to what the Lord gave me. Y'all should have listened. And see, that's a word that is so timely in our day and time. You got people that are choosing to listen to professionals instead of listening to God's prophet. And we should, as Jesus said in the text, young people, we should believe all that a prophet speaks. All. And it takes something. That's why I'm saying at the beginning of the message, if you get this now while you're young, boy, you're going to be off the chain. If you can learn to just receive what God's prophet reveals as a teenager, as someone in your 20s, and so forth, man, you're going to be powerful. If you can just have the mindset, well, God's prophet spoke it, showed me in word and backed it up. That's how I'm going to think. That's how I'm going to talk. And that's how I'm going to act. If you're the type of person where you say, you being too deep, Pastor. No, it don't really take all that. Then you are slow of heart to believe all that God's prophet says. That's what I'm saying. It takes something. There was a woman in the Old Testament who was barren. She couldn't have children naturally. Y'all hear me? She couldn't have children. And that was her desire. She wanted to have a child. And so the scripture teaches that when she saw her prophet, she began to do certain things for the man of God. She went to her husband and they got on the same page and they began to build him a room on her house. They furnished it. In other words, they were sowing into the prophet. And so the prophet would come and stay there and so forth until one day he sent his armor bearer. He said, you know what? Go and ask this woman, what do she want of the Lord? And so the armor bearer went and investigated and looked at this woman. Y'all still with me? And came back and talked to the prophet. He said, well, what does she need? Do I need to go talk to the king for her? Do I need to do this for her, do that for her? She said, no, she well taken care of, but she don't have a child. And so, you know, the true prophet, he inquired of the Lord. And then when he finally saw this woman, he told her, he said, look, by this time next year, you're going to have a man child. And the woman, she was like, don't lie to me. Because she was the type of woman that believed all that the prophet spoke. She said, don't play with me. You know, this is my desire. I'm paraphrasing. She said, are you serious? He said, this time next season, she believed what the prophet told her. And guess what happened? She had a child. She had a child. Now, as the Holy Spirit is telling me to keep going with this story, what I like about this woman, once she got her blessing, she didn't stop her relationship with the prophet. You know, some people, when they come to church and they receive the word from a man of God, once they get their heart's desire, some folk, they leave. They leave the church or they stop being dedicated. But this woman kept that relationship going. One day, the son had grown into a little boy, and he was out in the field, and he bumped his head. He bumped his head and fell unconscious. Basically, it was a very bad accident to the point to where they couldn't get him to respond. This is in the Bible, young folk. So the woman, she sent for the prophet. Now, look, you done spoke this word that I was going to have a child. And now this boy is up here dying. What's up with that? The prophet came to see her, went in there, and ministered to the child. And guess what? The boy was resurrected. The boy was resurrected. What is that teaching us, young people? Your destiny, your and my blessings, they are tied into God's prophet. See, when you and I go through seasons of loss, as long as we stay connected to God's prophet, God will give us a word to cause us to experience better. Boy, that's some good news right there. That means no matter what you are going through right now, though you may be in a valley, though things may not be going the way you desire them to be, as long as you remain connected to your prophet, as long as you are still practicing what is being preached, it ain't over for you. I said it's not over for you. You just going through a little something, something. But while you're going through, you and I have to hang on to what our prophets are teaching us. Hang on to what our prophets are ministering to us. Because if we hang on, what we're going through ain't gonna last. How many know what we see is only temporary? I said, what we see is only temporary. Can I share your testimony? Mullins came to me this morning. He said, man, Pastor, I got to tell you what the Lord done for me. Y'all know how Mullins be getting excited. Boy, he was getting excited. I ain't even got in my office good. He said, yeah, God done blessed me on the job. I said, what you talking about? I'm going through a little something at the house, but I told God I'm just going to trust him. And now God done blessed me. He said, Pastor, they mad at the job right now because they've been on the job longer than me, but I done got the blessing before they did. I said, hey, that sound like favor. That sound like better.
As long as you and I stay connected to God's prophet, we're going to go through hardships. We're going to go through attacks from the enemy. But I just got to stay connected. Woo! Look at somebody say, you got to stay connected. Yeah, even as a young person, you just got to stay connected to God's prophet. When you look at Daniel and his companions, Daniel was the prophet. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were his best friends. And you know what them three did? They stayed connected to Daniel. When it was time to go pray, guess where the three Hebrew boys was? In prayer. When it was time to stand in the fire, they were doing what they had been taught from their parents and no doubt from Daniel. They stayed connected. Tell somebody, you got to stay connected. Yeah, you don't need to let the spirit of the world get a hold to you. Don't you allow what's going on in the world, the reports of the world get a hold to you. You and I just got to stay in the vein of whatever God's prophet is teaching and preaching. Why, Pastor? Because that's where our prosperity is. Oh, God, let me back it up. Let's go to 2 Chronicles. Somebody know where I'm going already. 2 Chronicles. You got to stay connected. Stay connected to your prophet. Believe your prophet. Don't be foolish and be slow to believe. Just believe it. My pastor told me one time, Baker, you're going to find a deal on a car so good, you're going to have to get it. And I was planning to get the car in a year later. But he said, no, you're going to find one soon, and the deal going to be so right, you're going to have to get it. And guess what happened a few weeks later? Just what the prophet said. Because when he said it, I said to myself, well, so be it. I went home and told my wife, I said, we were planning to do this next year, but the prophet done spoke. So I just believe. I just believe it. Good God Almighty. I said, I believed it and it happened. I said, I believed it and it happened. And I could give you more examples. And if some of you got testimonies. Man, I came to church. I heard the word from my prophet. I put it into action and God blessed me. Yeah. I'm not the only one. Am I right? But let's look at 2 Chronicles. 20 and 20. I want to look at the last part. It's a long verse, but let's start at where it says here. It says, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, or the people of God. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Here it is. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. See, your prosperity is tied into God's prophet. It's tied in there. And I can't let anything separate me from the voice of my prophet. I can't let anything separate me from what I'm being taught as long as it's scripture. That's where my blessing's at. I said, that's where my blessing's at. And that's where your blessing's at. I gotta stay connected. My destiny is tied up. I done gave y'all examples of a woman who couldn't have a baby. Right? I could bring you to the New Testament and tell you about how Simon Peter had his own business and it wasn't going too good. He was a fisherman by trade, right? And there came a time to where they had been fishing all night and caught nothing. Matter of fact, the Bible said they toiled all night. I mean, they really put in some work and didn't catch nothing. But they were connected to their prophet Jesus. And Jesus, one day after a service, told them, look, I want you to get back in that boat and I want you to launch out to the deep for a catch. Now, naturally, this is what Peter said. Lord, we've been toiling all night and ain't caught nothing. But this is what he said, young people, look at me. He said, nevertheless, at your word. So he got in his boat, got his nets, went out to the deep,
cast his net, and guess what? He got a catch so big, the Bible say he had to call some friends. He had to call some friends because his nets began to break. He was tied to his prophet, and he prospered. Whether you in middle school, high school, college, you working, single, married, as long as you stay in the same vein of what your pastor is teaching, no matter what you go through, God gonna prosper you. And listen, he don't wait till we get out of trials to bless us. God will bless us while we going through. He won't wait till you done came through the valley. God will bless you in the valley. Yeah. He will bless you and I in trouble. And see, that's a word for somebody. I don't know what you're going through, but you need to be expecting God to move for you. You need to be expecting God to bless you. You need to be looking for daily benefits. Don't just wake up and see your problems. See daily benefits. Don't wake up and just, man, I still owe these folk. Look closer and see God moving every single day. Am I right about it? Y'all help me encourage somebody to say, your prosperity is tied to God's prophet. Yeah, his voice, his teaching. And that's where we stay. Thank God for professionals, but I'm listening to the report of God's prophet. How many understand the teaching on this morning by a show of hands when it comes to the voice of a prophet? I'm serious. Don't play with me. So when we stop and I start conversing and talking to y'all, you got to prove it, right? All right. Let's give God a hand clap for the text and the topic.
Say you searching for happiness, it's the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go. Show, 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 this the way to go. Show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go. Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.